the 720-mile race from Missoula, Montana to Fargo, North Dakota. Not Fargo, Fairview, North Dakota. 720 miles. So Joe Hoover and I, a friend of mine that lived in Santa Monica, had a Model T, and we'd been racing these cars, just Joe and I, for a year or so, up Crenshaw Hill over here in San Pedro. And, of course, Joe and I would race every Sunday. But so we got ready for this big Montana cross country, they call it. So it come up, and we load our Model T's and off to Montana. So we get up to Montana, up there at Missoula, worked all day on our Model T's. And I had a 15 Ford Roadster, and Joe had a 12 Ford touring car. Real good car. So, restored. So that afternoon they began to come in there, Montanans began to come in there from eastern Montana, and I've never, never seen such a bad Fords in my life. Some of them fenders couldn't open the doors, and old leaky radiators, and terrible looking things. But anyway, they went. So, next morning, we got out of hat for a starting position. And I drawed 23, and Joe drew 22, number 22 on the starting line. And I was 23. So off we went. And the first stop was up at Lincoln, Montana. 95 miles to the first coffee stop. So we'd done pretty good on that first run because it was, we went over Rogers Pass, and that's one of the highest passes in Montana. And dirt road, still dirt, gravel. And you run along the shelf of the road. This is Highway 20. Shelf of a road, and it was so rough, there's holes in this gravel road. And one gal lost her trailer. They went off the, broke loose from the car and went off of the embankment, and they just left it down there. Never did go after. So we caught, in Lincoln we had coffeed up and everybody got in there, and by the time we was to go out, the last ones was arriving in, but they was, we headed for Great Falls. So we got in Great Falls that afternoon. And we had three motels, three banquets, everything was free. And what a relief. And one of the best banquets I ever attended. So that night we had to introduce ourselves to the banquet, so where we was from and what we were driving, because the Montana people, they just took for granted everybody knew each other, and so Joe and I was kind of lone wolves. But anyway, we got, and there was another guy and his wife from up Frisco, California, up in that area somewhere. So each one got up and told who he was and what he's driving and so on. I was driving this flubber Ford that Walt Disney made picture of. And I told him it was an old Disney car and made the picture with. So I got the next day, I really had an audience every time it stopped. Just gang. But anyway, we left there. But those Montanans, run them old ratty cars, and that night they spent half the night changing engines. My God, they're changing engines, and in the flat countries, they've even stopped and changing gears, putting high speed gears in the flat country and mountain gears in the mountain country. And I mean, they were eating us guys up. We could stay inside hardly. So, we went on, and that race, there was no rules or regulations, and And I seen one guy pouring gas in his car on the run. And the helper pouring gas on the run. And smoke began to come out of the breather pipe, a certain color, a white-looking color. They knew he was getting low in oil, and they just opened up a can of oil and dump it in. Had a big long funnel from the breather up close to the windshield, and they dump in a quart of oil and never shut it off. Never shut it off. I guess it was about 400 miles. We made about 400 miles. So the next day, it was the last day, we stayed in Surfer, Montana. Last night, the third night, we stayed in Surfer, Montana. So we get up the next morning and all head up to Fairview. And it was only 150 miles, and we were going to make that for breakfast. The way these Fords, these Montana especially, was a running, changing rear ends and changing engines, and it was all fresh. And poor old Joe and I had the same old thing we started with. But anyway, it was fun. But we wound up over in Fairview, North Dakota, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And so they had a big banquet there in the forest, and a big to-do in the park that afternoon. But overall speed for that one race was 720 miles. I thought the name of Lango. Ivan Lango won this, and his speed was 48.5 miles an hour for the whole detail. And there's 29 cars started, and there's 25 finished. And the gasoline was furnished by a Humble Oil Company, which is Exxon now. All the gas we wanted to burn, all the oil, free. And as I say, our motels, I think all of our motels was free on that one race. But after the race was over, the rat race, we haven't had a meeting, and Joe and I was, and the state of California was squawking about some rules. So they had a meeting, and they set up a few rules that they didn't abide by them, the next few years, until they put teeth in them, disqualifying if you didn't abide by them. But anyway, this California gal that was with this other man from Frisco, she got up at the end of the race and said, "Well, I know we would have done better, but the back end of his Ford full of iron, old parts and things, the back seat was full and everything," said the front seat was full of lard. And she was a big old heavy fat gal, so she was really loaded down. So I think old Lewis run dead last. But chucking that lard around and that iron, I can see why.